In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars that came here to Earth, caught in their struggle through the whole universe. Robotic warriors.
Perceptor here. Welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us as Weird Wolf, Insane Galvatron, Cyburn 2, God Convoy, Mirai Baby, Natsume Ryu, and Plasticon Reviews discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. And now, without further ado, here is Weird Wolf. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure. It's a live special edition. Behind me is Insane Galvatron. I am Weird Wolf. Along with me here in studio is Megamus from Mega Toy Fan. Also joining us is Plasticon from Plasticon Reviews.
How's it going?
And joining us shortly, hopefully, we had him on beforehand, is Trans Jazz, Chad Williams from Slagicon. He'll probably be rejoining us. I think he's having some technical issues.
He'll learn how to use his phone again.
Yeah, he'll need to learn how to use his phone again. we're coming to you live tonight. We got some great, awesome, special stuff to show you. Megamus has brought some rare items to show off, and he's also got some lightning deals that you, our listeners that are listening live, can partake in only tonight and only during this podcast that you're listening live. Now, the downloadable version of it, if these don't sell, do you want to extend it to the downloadable version?
If it's still there.
If it's still available by the time you get the downloadable version of this, you can contact him at the contact that we're going to mention, and you'll be able to get it. Before we go any further, I want to mention that we are still running our TFYLP YouTube special, where you can win a Justice Iron Paw from Keith's Fantasy Club. You'll need to check out the website at tftalk.net for more information, or join our Facebook group, the TFYLP Facebook group. And yes, he's got rabbit ears.
He can do both.
But we hope you guys will really enjoy this show. As we are live, you can tweet us at TFYLP. I'm monitoring the Twitter feed and also the comments on YouTube. Hopefully they will update, unlike last week, whenever we broadcasted. We had no updates. But you can comment in the comment thread, and we can see what you have to say there. So, Mega, so you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and Mega Toy Fan and everything?
Just that we have, as you've said before many, many times, G1 and up Transformers. Don't deal a whole lot in the newer stuff. We get it in from time to time, but if you're looking for something, definitely give us a call or get us on Facebook. Let us know what you're looking for, and we'll do our best to find it. As you'll see tonight, we do come across some rare stuff from time to time.
Some really nice rare stuff.
Well, I'll let you be the judge of it. If you feel it's worthy of being called rare or not.
I think it's rare.
I haven't seen it yet. I just walked in the door like 5 minutes ago, so I have no idea what he's bringing.
Yeah, this is so rare, it's, he just knocked the horns off of it and brought it to you on a plate.
Okay.
That's pretty bad.
Well, you want to do the...
Well, the first thing I was going to say is...
Don't let Ramsey find out, sorry.
Something that we talked about, maybe having a little thing about rarities and variations and stuff, and I was thinking that if your listeners really like that, you know, to let you know that this could be a regular thing, you know, however often, bring in different things, like I said, variations, prototype stuff like that, for people to see. Mm-hmm. And we could do that if they wanted to, if it seemed like something that could be done. Be more than happy to make that happen.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from our listeners. If you want to see a regular segment here on TFYLP, be it weekly, monthly, however often, Megamus can hook us up and talk about and show us some rare stuff. I know we've got some prototypes here that he's going to show off here momentarily, And if you'd like to see stuff like that on a regular basis, I know he's got an extensive collection of rare and knockoff, a lot of knockoff, vintage knockoffs, not just your run-of-the-mill big lots going $5 knockoffs. We're talking like 1980s.
Right, which the funny part is some of this knockoff stuff is actually harder to find than some of the what you would consider to be rare, you know, Takara and Hasbro stuff.
Like that micro cassette that I showed a few weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, stuff you just sometimes you don't even know it exists until you see it.
Yeah.
So the first thing I was going to say is we'll start with variations. And you actually had this because we were just talking about it. You had this on the show before, but the tempoed buzzsaw, which I was able to obtain, it happens to be the same one that was on the show. He was gracious enough to let me have it. Been looking for this thing for 3 years. That is extremely hard to find. Extremely. I've only seen two of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, and most people don't even know it exists. And it only came in a bilingual box. It never came in the U.S. And the only difference is it's not stickered. It's an actual tempo.
It's tampoed like the Encores and.
Right. A lot of the Encores were tampoed. Was Laserbeak and Buzzsaw ever tampoed when they were reissued?
I don't know.
Some of those.
The Encores. I didn't get into the Encores. But
I don't
this
think
is
so because I have a couple Encores myself, and they are stickers. They are not tampled. So I haven't ever ran across a tampled one. The only one I think I remember seeing templed that I actually have in my collection is my Ravage. It's got the Japan on there too, so I think it's kind of like a more or less common one, but I know he's fairly worn in. But
Right. There was a couple others.
I think the Rumble Frenzy, when they were in the Encore set, they were tampoed instead of stickers. I know that was a big thing in the Encore. Some of them were tampoed instead of stickers, but I don't think the Laserbeak and the Buzzsaw were. I think they were still stickers.
Yeah.
Right. I think the reason being is because they can make a sticker that would actually stick onto Laserbeak better than just doing a tample. And the reason why they didn't do it with the Rumble and Frenzy is because the stickers are so small. So they're like, instead of trying to provide teeny tiny stickers, just, you know, paint it on there. So
yeah, it's possible.
Which would make more sense to just cost efficiency. But I just think, you know, it kind of takes away that whole vibe of putting stickers on when you buy a G1 toy or something.
Cassettes, they were already applied when you bought them. Because I've seen them in sealed. And they didn't have a separate sticker sheet. They were already applied.
So sure. It's basically which is cheaper, stripe of paint across it or paying a factory worker to sit there and tediously put stickers on all day.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Yeah, but needless to say that the tampoed buzzsaw is extremely, extremely rare.
Yeah.
I'd never actually seen a tampoed buzzsaw. I believe the Ravage is the only one that I'd seen.
Whichever other one does, but I think
aren't
it's either
Ravages
or.
Tampoed?
I believe they are.
The Ravage, I've never seen a stickered one.
But
I know that Eject and Rewind, I believe, are both, and they're just as common. And I don't know the one that I was thinking about. I'm not sure. I don't know if they did a tempoed rat bat. I don't know.
That's a very good question.
So
I know mine's not. Mine's got stickers.
Yeah, and the other thing is if you look at their stickers, especially like on rat bat, they're foil stickers. They weren't just like paper. They're like foil. They're thicker. So
there's several that were designed that way where they were just foil stickers.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, all the stickers and even on Soundwave is foil. The ones they even get you apply are foil.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the Tampo buzzsaw is so rare and just hard to come by. And the fact that one is in such a nice box too.
Oh yeah,
the Soundwave. I mean, the flap isn't even creased or anything.
No, I mean, When he asked me if I wanted it, I jumped on it. I mean, you can see it's all nice and straight in there, square.
Pretty.
There's no nothing. I mean, it's got some wear on the corners from, you know, sitting on the shelf, but
I'm really shocked that he was able, that he was willing to part with it. I mean, that was his holy grail. Swage, what's up to you, man?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, thank you again.
It's awesome. This goes to say the money talks. You know, making my throws a big enough number at him, he's going to take it.
I'll be honest with you. He made $15, maybe $20. I mean, that's literally, this is what I want. He knew I wanted it.
I tell you what, he is excellent at working out deals. I mean, if you really want something other, he'll work it out with you to where you can get
it. And you know, that's the other thing that we do is we get things at a certain price. You know, we do a little bit of a markup, and that's it. I mean, we don't...
You know what you have in it.
And the big thing is you know, sometimes we sell stuff for what we have in it.
Yeah.
And it's just because you know, finding the item, getting it to the person that wants it, there's pleasure in that.
Yeah, so. you can. We did a whole episode on buying, selling, and trading a few weeks back. So if you're new to TFYLP, you can go back a couple weeks and look for our buying, selling, and trading episode. We talk more about that and everything. And Sin Chicken asked me how my arm is, and well, I'm kind of gimping right now, so I'm a little bit of pain.
He's definitely gimping.
Yeah.
Yes.
A little bit of pain here, but...
good mess, though, probably.
I'm sticking it out for you listeners, so hopefully you're appreciating it. Let's see here. This is one thing I hate with the new YouTube comments, is we got to constantly refresh the page, apparently, because the comments do not show up until I hit refresh. It kind of sucks.
Right.
Used to, they just pop up there, but... it's actually easier if you contact us at TFYLP on Twitter, but we still watch the YouTube comments. You also have some other rare items you want to show us?
Okay, well, why don't we go with the prototypes?
Yes.
I only brought two. Actually acquired this one a number of years ago, and I believe this one's called Auto Jetter. Which was actually for the G1 line, and it was later released in the, I believe it was Neo, Beast Wars Neo, not in this color. And just a simple one that it goes down and turns into a jet. And if I remember how to do it. But the biggest problem was is there was two of them, and I could never find the other one. Well, through the wonders of eBay, Auto Roller showed up on eBay, and I had to get that one.
Does he fire discs out of his chest?
He does fire discs out of his chest. See, they go right in there.
Right. The I know the Japanese version of that particular one's red.
Red,
it's not
yes.
blue.
Yes. And
the other one is like gray and blue.
Blue.
And not
yes.
the green
yep.
and yellow like that
not,
one.
Not ugly. Of course, you know what? I see this, and the first thing I thought of was Waspinator.
Yes.
I really did. I was thinking, that's a good color combination for Waspinator.
I think it was a variant for that. Because I went through a lot of prototype stuff, because looking at a lot of the Generation 2 stuff, because those were the molds that came out for G2.
Right.
And then they were carried over into Beast Wars Neo. So.
Yeah, I've actually seen this one in this color a couple times. So I know that they did more than one of them in this color. That one... I've seen once, and it happens to be this one, and it was in a magazine. It was a Lee's Action Figure and Toy Review, and that happens to be who I bought it from. So I'm sure they made just as many of this one as the other one, but I haven't seen another one surface with this color.
And so the prototypes are generally they've been snuck out of the factory and.
Generally, but this late in the game, usually what it is some people that have worked on the project, they made them, so they take them. They take them home, and at some point they feel that they're going to retire on them or put their kids through college, and then the sad fact is
no.
But you can't get some money out of them, and that's essentially what happens. I know that the one that I got from Lee's, they've had it for a number of years. That this article that this one was in came out in, I want to say, 98 or 99, somewhere around in there. So they've had it that whole time, and they just now decided to sell it. And I happen to be the lucky person who was dumb enough to pay the most money. So which is how eBay works.
Yeah. Whoever's wants it the most will pay the most for it.
Exactly. And the funny part was, is my wife even asked me, she said, well, what do those things go for? And I said, the price I paid for it, because that's the last one that sold. So yeah. That's what they go for now. So when you have something that is so rare that only comes up so often, that's pretty much how you gauge what it's going for.
And if you decided to sell it, you would probably get that much or more out of it.
Maybe. Maybe. Unless, or unless maybe I'm the only one stupid enough to pay that much money.
Yeah. the next guy in line obviously was willing to pay less than him.
Exactly. Otherwise, I wouldn't have got it.
Well, I mean, of course, not all the time, especially on eBay, is everyone that is willing to pay a high price, watching for that particular item at that time. I know me personally, I've been in the search for a actual vintage mint and seal box Weird Wolf since I started collecting again, and I found some that come close, like it's still sealed on the bubble, but the box is open. I want it still in the box.
Well, and let's just say you're willing to spend an exuberant amount of money, but because there are knockoffs out there, that you're not going to go the eBay route at all.
Yeah.
Okay, so one comes up on eBay and someone buys it for much less than you would have paid. That, to me, that's not an actual true value of its worth, because some people who are willing to spend more are not going to go the eBay route.
Yeah.
Because of a lot of the problems.
Or maybe he just doesn't have it as a saved search and he's not aware it's even up
there. Yeah, he misses it. And it's possible that I have missed the sale of a few. But,
absolutely, I'm sure. No one can be on there. Well, I guess you could be on there 24 hours, 7 days a week if you wanted to, but there's this thing called life, and that kind of interrupts that.
And we all know that some nerds don't have one of those. They live in their mom's basement on the computer all the time.
Yeah.
We are in the basement, aren't we?
But it's not his mom's house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, never mind. Okay.
This is my domain.
So I thought it was the wife's house.
No, I paid for this
place. Oh, here we go. Okay.
It was my money that paid for this place.
Just remember, they start, we run. Right?
Yeah.
We get out.
Yeah, he doesn't understand the concept of the two being married. They share everything.
No, we weren't married whenever we did this. So.
Well, for the first year. The second year.
We'll see how that works in court. Okay.
Let's see here. Let's do the first lightning deal away.
We'll do this for G1 in particular. Yeah. Basically, I was thinking it would be neat because we were starting to talk about the Neo and the G2 phase. And this kind of goes in there. You get a lot of people that say, well, this is G1.5 or this is G2 or whatever. But Laser Prime, it's not sealed. It is 100% complete. And basically, I was thinking the first person that would message me on Mega Toy Fan Facebook, $40. $40 sold.
Mint in box.
Mint.
100% complete.
Is that
100%
complete. Is that counting shipping or plus shipping?
Well, not shipping. So I'm not.
$40 plus shipping.
Plus shipping. Because in my luck, it'll be someone
in the UK.
Yeah. Let me see if I can make sure. I don't think it has the sticker sheet, but it definitely has all the missiles, the gun, all that, the sword.
Does he come with a sticker sheet?
I don't know if he did or not. I don't believe he did.
I think he comes with the instruction booklet.
Though. Well, I don't see the instruction booklet, but I think if I have one, it's at home, and I will definitely put it with it.
I mean, $40 is a killer deal for that thing. I mean, I paid roughly close to $70 for mine. Mine didn't have a box. So.
Well, if you were on your phone and you were messaging me real quick, how you would make it. But no, the whole idea is, like I said, your listeners. You get loyal listeners, and they deserve something. There we go.
Yes.
$40.
And if you message him, where is it again? Megatoy Fan on
Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that they're all time stamped, so I should be able to know who the first person was. So
yeah,
do that way.
So the only way to hear from it is here on our YouTube channel or on the download. So if you message him and mention it, what is there any special code word you want him to mention?
Nah, just say you saw it on the show and $40. I think I can figure out what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's the other thing that we're doing because we're having so much problems with the website and those people that have been on our website, and as painful as it is, I'm sorry. We're just having a lot of problems with it. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to start running some stuff through Facebook. I think we can do that a lot quicker. So we're going to start doing sales on Facebook and specials like this. So, I mean, definitely check us out. And
excellent deal.
Keep looking at it often.
A Mint and Box G2 Laser Prime for $40 plus shipping. If you're living in the in the eastern U.S., you're probably looking, what, $50 tops, maybe?
Yeah, you figured $10. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's... And considering he probably goes for much more than that in that condition, well, let's do a quick search on eBay.
Well, that one, honestly, if it's got the box, you're going to probably be paying roughly around $100 to $110 for it with the box. Like I said, I spent, I was close to about $70 to mine, and mine was loose. Yeah. But it had everything, like all the discs, all the missiles and stuff. Everything in really good condition, too. The electronics worked and everything. So, yeah, I know he's a very rare ordeal. Have you ever seen the prototype pictures of that guy?
Oh, that's a reissue.
Yeah, the reissue one goes for less. There's one right there.
Yeah.
$69.99 plus shipping.
$70, yeah. Yeah.
So
it's like half price.
Yeah, and there's one $98 plus shipping. So, yeah. What were you asking? The prototype of what?
The Laser Prime.
I saw... Now, didn't they do one... They did one in mock colors for... Was it Toxic? Toxictron?
Toxitron.
I saw that one. It was in real goofy colors. And they did a G2 of one also. And I can't remember which one it was. But I honestly believe that they took some of the colors for that. And they went with the E-Hobby. And that's how you got the Ultra Magnus one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, I don't know a whole lot about E-Hobby. I know a little bit, and I know that they get some of their stuff that they get is from prototype colors or just you know, something that they see that they is an homage to, like Diaclone or whatever, and that's how they come up with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to actually search to see if I can find this photo that I have, because I actually have a lot of prototypes that never released, or this is what it looked like in the process of being built, and I tend to like snag every photo I can of that because it's just what I do.
Now, it used to be whenever prototypes, I know here in recent years there's been a huge crackdown on stolen prototypes from the factories and everything. You rarely find prototypes as prolifically on eBay as you once did. I mean,
yes and no. There's true prototypes are still as hard to find as ever. These, what they call lunchtime specials.
Or test shots, sometimes they call them.
Yeah, they're not. They're basically what it is these employees are running through the whole factory. They're printing off in various colors, and they're stealing them. And then they're assembling them, and they're selling them. And there's tons of those. The newer stuff, I would even say from RID is still pretty much before they really got into this. So after RID, a lot of that stuff, a lot of people don't classify it as prototype or test shot stage. They're actually just lunchtime specials.
Yeah, I know sometimes or a long time ago, whenever I was starting to get back into collecting in the early 2000s, and it was around the RID, Beast Machines, and Beast Wars, Fox Kids repaints, you could see like solid color. They almost looked like they were carved out of butter or something. You know, I mean, they're solid color. Those were the actual prototypes.
If you're talking about hard resin,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely. No, those are at the beginning stages. Those are the ones that that they're carving and getting everything together so it fits right. And mm-hmm. and but when you get one that, especially you'll get one in like all production colors, but not painted.
Yeah,
like this.
Yeah. Now see that that's hard to tell. I saw it.
That's Laser Prime.
Okay. Now it depends. Okay, that could be what they used as a mock-up, and basically all they did was spray paint it. But I see you got that from Paul Hitchens.
Yeah, here's the base mode.
Oh yeah, no, that one. Yeah, that's absolutely it's brought up. That's hard plastic. It's hard resin. And actually, most of those I found, they'll break very, very easily. He's got an extensive amount of prototypes. So, absolutely. Yeah, that's the stuff I'm talking about. That stuff is just really brittle. And you'll see it usually in opaque monochrome colors like this. Very standard. It almost looks like someone just put prime on it. You know, they primed it. Not that it's a prime trip, but you know what I mean, prime.
Yeah.
And
But I thought I would show that since we were talking a laser prime. I dragged that one off to show you.
Yeah. What other pictures do you have?
Let me look through here.
Because you got, you've got the unproduced. That have actually made it. You've got a couple things that I've picked up or were only available like in the employee shop. Especially during Beast Wars, they did that. And they were just colored variations. You had Optimus Minor. That was in blue instead of black. And Ramulus, which is actually in a really weird looking green. And those were only available through the employee store.
Is that Metroplex in weird colors?
That's what Metroplex would have looked like if it was released in Diaclone.
I tell you what, that almost looks like the Kabaya kit. It really,
yeah.
Does. Look at the chrome guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as a big of a fanboy as I am. I made my own.
I saw some of your reviews. You do you make some of them based upon unproduced and test shots and stuff like that.
Yeah, I tend to do a lot of that.
What were some of the ones that you did?
This is one right here. G2 Defensor, G2 Minasaur. I actually made a G2 Computron.
Do you have you got the pictures of those?
Let me drag them up. I'll let you guys talk. I'll find them real quick.
Okay.
let's see here.
I'm tweeting out right now about the to our listeners. If you're listening in right now, make sure you share with your friends in the community on Twitter and on Facebook about the TFYLP podcast. Get them in here right now because right now is the best time to get these deals. You don't want to pass up a $40 Minton Box Laser Prime, and you'll only get it by listening to this podcast either live or on the downloaded version. First come, first serve. So
we got one.
Yeah, only have one, and we've got a couple other things here that he's going to be mentioning later in the show. These are awesome deals, and you can only get them on here. And if you share it, if you're not interested, maybe you have a friend that is interested in an awesome deal like this and some of this cool stuff that we're getting ready to show. Tweet about it. Share it on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube, and who knows, if you subscribe to us on YouTube, you may also win this. So
here's a screenshot of four of my combiners, the two in the middle, obviously my customs that I made. They fully transform and everything too.
I watched one of your reviews on that. I noticed that And I understand why you did it too, because you thought you were going to get a lot of flack for doing the neon green.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I do. I think that especially the gun, it makes it really pop out. It also makes people see just how gaudy the G2 colors really were.
But G2 is awesome. I love how he made the G2 slingshot. He just basically took a G1 slingshot and spray painted it gold.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I did because I didn't want to deal with the gold plastic syndrome.
Look at those G2 protector bots there. That's just awesome.
See, I just killed it. That looks just like the Kabaya kits that are out.
Mm-hmm.
Only, of course, in a bigger size.
Yeah.
Now that's what's crazy about them. I got so many pictures. There's my custom right there. One's a KO, one's a real one.
Mm-hmm. Nice fluorescent pink.
And that KO is actually pretty rare. It is hard as heck to find those things.
Now, they were really common at one point, and I was putting off buying one.
You could get one for like $50 at one time, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were real common for a long time.
That was the same year that TF Source put them out of BotCon.
Yeah,
and they made them take them down.
Yeah, they had the legit the normal colors.
Right. Well, they had both. You just had to, it had a sticker on it. They had a sticker on it that would be the Metro Titan colors. Well, that's where I got mine from.
They hung around for 2 or 3 years though, if I'm not mistaken. So I thought, I got plenty of time to pick these up. They're as common as all the other G1 knockoff stuff.
Right.
And then when I finally had the money and was going to pluck down for it, I went to iOffer, couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And then on eBay, then it turned up every now and then people are bidding them for ridiculous amounts of money. And I'm like, do you not realize it's a knockoff? It's not worth $200.
I think I bought it for $50, and I wound up selling it for $50.
The funny thing is, a lot of people, now,
I got rid of it because I got the original.
A lot of people, here's the original prototypes.
Okay, let's look at that picture again.
Still up, Ron, just click it.
Well, if I can get it on there.
There you go.
But yeah, just one thing to plug about that Metro Titan, plastic quality is awesome. It is not garbage. It really isn't. It's a very good quality toy. So if you ever get one, get it. It's great.
Absolutely. Now, these were the pictures that I've seen for years. I've seen these pictures. And then I happened to look at your reviews. So that's why I knew I wanted you to be on the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted you to. Okay. So with that in mind, the other thing that I brought was...
If he pulls that G2 Motor Master.
Carded samples. There's Groove.
Actual G2 Groove.
And Streetwise. Yeah. That one. And that one.
Take $40 for one of those?
It'd take a little bit more. It would take a little bit more.
It'd be a lot more than that.
Wow.
Well, lightning deals,
Yeah. Yeah, and then
G2 Prime's a lot bigger than those.
Okay,
those should be cheaper.
But one of the things, I mean, when I did the reviews for those things, is like I was like, those things are awesome. They're so cool. Why was that never released and got to packaging, for God's sake?
I'm not sure. And just so you know, I also have two of the Stunticons. There's Dead End,
my favorite combiner.
Wow,
it's too bad the breakdown's so hard to find.
And Wild Rider. I'm working on it. I'm working on getting the whole set. I'm working on it.
How much money do I need or how much blood to sell to come up with enough to buy those when you get the whole set?
Oh, they're amazingly expensive. I can tell you that much.
And like I said,
that's something that literally will set in like a box. Like somebody will just encase it and never take it out ever.
Well, the worst thing was is when they came up, like I just had to get them. But I would be 10 times happier with a loose one. I really would. Because...
And you could mess with it.
Yeah, exactly. So I could play with it. Now, I can never take them out.
It'd just be sacrilegious to open those.
But if I remember correctly, the last Motor Master that sold loose went for $3,000. Just the Motor Master.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just insanely hard to find. And that's not with packaging or anything. I don't even think it came with combiner parts.
Well, most of the parts looks like come with the...
No, that's just the individual Stunticon.
Well, no, the thing is, every time I've seen these, like any pictures I've seen, I've never seen the Motor Master absolutely complete. I mean, I don't even think it had stickers.
Yeah, so. The only one I've seen is the one on Space Bridge, the picture. That's it.
Right. I do know, for a fact, and I can kind of plug this guy, Rumble Frenzy actually does custom stickers for G2... Menisol. I've actually contacted him about it, so he can do it. He's done it before.
What I want to know is the knockoff companies that make the knockoff combiners, they have the Menisol mold now. Where's our freaking knockoff G2 Menisol?
Oh, absolutely.
Those would sell like freaking hotcakes.
Absolutely.
I would buy two.
I don't know, man. Yeah. It's like that high quality KO Menisol I have.
Oh, I have that, yeah.
It's all in like Autobot colors. I'm like, that thing is insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, why wasn't that done in, like, G2 colors? It would have been great.
Yeah, it's Motor Master's white.
1 second here. Let me
break
grab
it. $4,000
Ew.
Probably not far off, right?
I'm not even going to go into it, okay?
Wow.
Hey, it's right here. There he is.
Yes, I've got the same one. Well, you got the two arms are, they both blue?
Mm-hmm. They're like a teal.
I thought mine was a different color.
Now, I did throw Autobot logos all over this thing.
Well, the other thing I found out were there were two different box ones.
This is like the masquerade version. That's what I say.
Yeah, but I got that. I love it. And you can actually find those still pretty cheap from time to time.
Yeah, I mean, I got this one here loose.
Excuse me, I need to go fap.
Okay, don't drool. Don't drool on them.
I think if I'm going to fap, drool is the last thing he's worried about.
Yeah. Okay.
Fapping and drooling at the same time.
The other thing I wanted to do, to give a little bit of homage to the ugly colors, I'm going to use the word ugly, of G2. I'm supposed to wait?
You can lead up to it, but...
Okay. We're going to offer something else at a dirt cheap price that is ugly.
That's me. I'm for sale.
Yes.
He said
Insane Galvatron here is offering himself out for $49.95. That is a special down from $59.95 since he broke his pecker not too long ago.
Act now. Buy one, get one free.
Yeah,
there you go.
Get one, buy one nut, get the other free.
He said something cheap and ugly. I thought he was talking about me. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, I can go ahead and show you guys this since we are talking about prototypes. Here's the Ultra Magnus. This is what it looked like. You could tell the die-cast front wasn't even painted on this. It was just completely metal.
It's kind of how he looked in the Killing Jar.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that one before.
If I can get it to zoom in there.
Where'd that picture come from?
I do a lot of search on Google.
Okay.
I have Googled like so many things, it's not even funny. Because I plan on doing a G2 version of Ultra Magnus since I think he deserves one. Because I have a rough Ultra Magnus that I'm planning on doing something to, and I debated on using maybe these colors to do it. You can tell the feet weren't even painted either. They're just completely die cast.
Straight up.
Freaking awesome.
Interesting.
Okay.
All right. We going to do this now?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's go ahead.
Like I said, in a little homage to the weird colors of G2, we got the weird colors of the C-Cons. This was a club exclusive that was given out a number of years ago.
That was BotCon.
It was at. But I think this was through the club.
Through the club.
Okay, so I don't remember how much it was originally. I know it was a lot. Okay, it was over $100. We're gonna do it again. So first person to message Mega Toy Fan at Facebook, $100, $100 plus shipping. So cheaper than it originally was.
And I think the last time I saw one was on eBay, it went for like $175.
Yeah,
plus shipping,
close to $200, and that's before shipping. So
there you go.
So, something that size probably be about $10-15 shipped.
And I know this one was combined. Pictures were taken, and everything was put back. A lot of the stuff's still sealed in the little baggies. Got everything in it. Everything. This is actually the wrapper it came in.
Absolutely gorgeous reduco. And I think it's I think it is. If you're into the gaudy colors of G2, but
actually the original.
I think it's also important too that this the original names are used on this. Unlike on the BBTS, mm-hmm. You got Decepticon Piranicon on here. Right. It is actual C-Con Super Warrior Piranicon, mm-hmm. Not Decepticon Snaptrap. It's Snaptrap, Scalor, Sea-Wing, Overbite, Tentacle, and Nautilator. And a retro package.
Well, I gotta say, regardless of the colors, I think the wide release from G1 and the reissue, it looks more G2. with all the bright pinks.
It does.
This is more of a subdued color scheme. I think I like it better.
Yeah.
It doesn't match the G1, but as far as if somebody had never seen G1, you just sold them the two toys, I think they would say this looks better.
Yeah, I agree. So, there's that. Got a couple things going on there.
So, we've got a lightning deal right now. $40 for a Minton Box G2 Laser Prime. Mention this podcast and the deal on Mega Toy Fans Facebook page. You can get a $40 plus shipping G2 Laser Prime complete. It's been opened, but it's complete and mint. Or for $100 plus shipping, a Minton Box Timelines Piranacon. Excellent, awesome deals. And just mention this podcast and that you saw it on this podcast, and you'll get this deal if it's still available. First come, first serve.
Yeah, one of each.
And all you have to do is mention it on Mega Toy Fans Facebook page.
Okay.
Talking about weird stuff that is...
Weird stuff.
From the wacky world of Japan.
Yeah, because one of the things that I really, really like are knockoffs, vintage knockoffs. I just love them. The weirder, the better. This was given to me, and it's a little lighter.
It's a working lighter.
It's a working lighter, and then it transforms into a little guy. And it's really neat. They came out with two that I know of. One in blue, proof
that Smokey is evil, because look, he's got horns like the devil.
Yeah, but then you can just take a put down. See, then he's fine. But then in blue and red, and then we were just talking about this before, only because I had the lighter. Well, I had to get the pack of cigarettes that that they came out with. It's just who wouldn't want a transforming pack of cigarettes?
Or lighter, for that matter, that actually lights.
Yeah, but then the
you
difference
can't
is
smoke this though.
Yeah, but the difference is that this is not going to fix your nicotine habit. How often are you going to get a transforming peacock
out of a pack of cigarettes?
Out of a pack of cigarettes.
Out of anything. I can't remember the last time we had a peacock transformer.
There you go.
I think there were those weird. There's like a really weird line there that had like a bat. I think it was like an owl or something.
Oh, that was converters.
That was there was this weird converter thing.
And I think they had a blue peacock.
Like mm-hmm.
They did.
Yeah.
But
I think that's the only
time. But this is a pack of cigarettes, though. So, one up.
That
one
wins.
Up.
Well, that wins.
What's the blue one turned into?
The blue one turned into a little robot. Mm-hmm. And it actually came with a little sword. But here's the other thing. That's a pretty cool idea. What was that? That was also a knockoff company. It was Select was the name of the company, and it was under the line of converters. So once again, Hasbro, Takara, they need to get on the ball, because these knockoff companies, they make some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, you just don't see stuff like that very often.
Although technically, it's not a knockoff; it's an original design.
That is true. That is true. I definitely have not seen this on Hasbro's.
It's something that
coming soon.
Yeah, it's something that you would not see here in the United States. I mean, maybe in 1970 or 1980, whenever toy laws were a little bit more lax.
What we need is a soda can transformer. That way, a third party can release a sticker set turned into a.
We already have some.
What was the line that?
It's like they make like a Coca-Cola can.
Yeah,
it's like a Diet Coke.
They make it's a cherry Coke. Mm-hmm. They make one. But then there was also another line, I can't remember the name of it. They made had little guys, and they would make vehicles. And one of them was a Coca-Cola can. And I can't remember the life of
it. I remember a toy line where they had a Pepsi can that split open and a little jet came out of
it. Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm talking about.
It was a Pepsi can to that one.
But it was called,
I can't remember
the name of it.
I think I know what you're talking about, because if I remember right, they had like a soccer ball or something like that did the same thing.
That turned into a base.
And the computer, they had a desktop
computer that turned into this ginormous weird base. I've always wanted to find out what the name of that toy line is, because I want
to
get
I used
those.
To have a bunch of them, and you give me a little bit and I'll try and remember it. But
okay.
Oh, what was that called?
Because I've been trying to find those things. I'm like, I can just get my hands on.
They're on eBay. They a lot of them come up. The problem is they had so many little parts. They had little bitty computer chips, and it would actually turn into a little like jet, and it had a little seat belt, and you'd strap the guy to it, and it was his jet.
Mm-hmm.
But I, for the life of me, it had something to do with computer. It was computer or something. It was the name of the series. So if anyone wanted to chime in and let us know what it is, then we can stop scratching our heads and thinking about it.
Very true. Yeah, I got another prototype here to show you. I'm pretty sure you probably have seen this since you scraggle eBay a lot. This was on eBay about 4 months ago, I want to say.
That's the Minasaur one.
Yeah, it looks a lot like Motor Master.
Yeah.
But it's just, this is phenomenal.
Universe Motor
Master? It was supposed to be Universe Motor Master. I think at one point the store was going to get it, and then we didn't hear anything else about it. But if you remember,
I think Universal got canceled before it was released.
Well, but the thing was, is the last time they did something like this, and we didn't hear anything else from it, was for this guy right here.
It's supposed to be a Walmart exclusive,
and then all of a sudden, they got it. So I wouldn't count that out of the realm of possibilities yet.
Well, I think the time difference between when that C-Con was supposed to be a Walmart exclusive and when the club got it was only a span of a year or two.
Was it?
Well, the fact was like 10 years ago.
I think
that right there. No, that just came. That news for that one just came out not too long ago.
No, it was in Universe 1.0 back in like 2003. I remember because remember Stunticon fan. I remember wanting that and then it didn't come out.
Okay. Well.
Well, I think the deal with the C-Cons was that they were originally solicited to Walmart, and Walmart said, "Yeah, we're going to do them," and they were produced and they were sent over here for packaging.
So they were already stuck with them.
They were already stuck with them, and then Walmart backed out, and the club at that time was new, and they're like, "Hey, let's offer them up as an exclusive." They were just opening up the club store, mm-hmm. and so they made that nice fancy box and just repackaged them in that and sold them through the club store. I think there was only, what, about 1,500 of them made, if that?
Yeah, I mean, I know at one point...
It was going to be a much wider run, but
I know at one point, I want to say they reduced the price on the club for them because they were stuck with them for a while. I didn't think it was something that just...
Yeah,
they do. Well, I was thinking they sold at the regular price because I remember sending them a message asking if they were going to mark them down because I thought 120 was too high for a toy that was going to be, you know, 30 at Walmart.
Right.
And they responded back and said, "No, we won't be marking these down because we're selling pretty good." And then they sold out.
Did they sell out?
I don't know how much longer.
I know that they have not sold out of everything they've had at the store.
No, the Astro Train was the one they sat on for a while and dropped the price.
Well, there was another one too. The Astro Train was not.
Now
the funny part is go look on eBay and see what Astro Train's going for.
89.
Astro Train goes for quite a bit. He's pretty rare
still. It went up again. My favorite still out of all those, I still like Nightbeat. I thought that was a really proper mold for him. The only thing I wish they would have done is I wish they would have done a head resculpt on it with the antenna. Other than that,
or give him a mini-con partner and call him a muzzle or something other.
Yeah. And then when we actually got that as a custom class figure, I don't remember which year that was. Was that 05?
The Minerva?
No, the one before that. Before they did Minerva,
06,
they did Shattered Glass Nightbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you think about it, it was the same colors. It was just different stickers. But anyway, that's what it was. That was neat. That was a neat idea.
The thing is about that mold they used for that is it's where those Energon combiners were made to go pants and shirt.
Right.
The head from the toy that came up under the hood on a little thing and would connect like over top of those connecting ports.
Yeah.
So if that toy had been more wide release or more popular, a third party would have been easy to make a headmaster that could actually attach because there's an attachment point on the toy.
Oh,
right,
absolutely.
There.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, if you were actually at that the class, he did do a Minerva. Out of the Hotshot mold. I think it's his name, isn't it? Hotshot?
Yeah, that was a Hotshot, Energon Hotshot repaint.
Yeah, and they did it in white, and that was what he was trying to get. He was trying to get him to mold it in white, and he couldn't get it. So we almost had Minerva,
which would have been awesome.
Super, super cool.
Yeah. I think him and Minerva and Ghost Shooter, those two need... We need E-Hobby just to straight up make some and release them. That's all they need to do. Just go back and do the G2 ones and just release them like that. Guarantee it'll seem to sell like hotcakes because everybody wants one. Because if anybody, you know, doesn't have one, they normally go buy like an older, beat-up version of, you know, Minerva and Siren. Or not Minerva and Siren, but Nightbeat and Siren, and then just make their own. But still, it's like, that could easily do that and make so much money. It's just not even funny.
Well, did you hear that they did that fan's choice and they came up with, was it Star Saber? Mm-hmm. They got the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I voted for... I actually voted for Star Saber and Diatlas.
Okay.
The one of those
two. I honestly...
Computer Warriors.
Would rather... That's it, Computer Warriors.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you, Sin Chicken.
There you go.
Sweet.
Finally, now we don't have to worry about that anymore. We got that off the brain. Okay, now back to what we were talking about.
We all lost track.
Yeah, see? That's all right.
All right, well,
no, the Diatlas. I really... One of the things that I'm really trying to find now is I'm trying to get down to where Big Powered. Trying to get that. I'm trying to get all three components to Big Powered. And I would much rather see that released than Star Saber.
Well, the thing is, that's the... You don't like Brycey right now, then, do you?
Honestly, that's the only... That's the only MicroMaster base I don't have is that trio. I have Grandis. So
see,
I just
still
need
Grandis, but the big powered, the combined mode, the only one I've got is the Kabaya kit that they did.
Yeah, I didn't... I thought about it, but I was like, you know what? I don't want the real ones. I just don't... I like building Kabaya, but I just can't, like...
Oh, I like them because, like, like for Fort Max... I've got my G1 Fort Max, and then in front of it, I've got G1 Fort Max in robot mode, and then I have the Kabaya in the city mode down at his feet. So you get to see both versions without taking up twice as much
about
room.
Yeah, space.
That's very true.
So I did. I plan on doing the same thing with these. Right now, I've got Roadfire, Sonic Bomber is the one, and if you all, and this is since this is going live, those that watch eBay are going to know this. Just a few days ago, there was a humongous sale of rare Japanese items on eBay, and one of which was a Sonic Bomber. And every one of them, you can ask
Ben's
people,
Collectible posted about that.
Right.
Really.
Well, I was in the mix. I tried. There's no way I'm going to drop the coinage that those things went for. They went for not even stupid money. They went for crazy stupid money. You know? I can't justify it, you know? You get stuff like this that it's so hard to find. Okay, playing stupid money for this, okay. But stupid for money for something that...
Generally wide release.
It's going to come out. You're going to find it. Well, so I won't do it.
Didn't the... seemed like they had a Black Shadow that went for like $900 or something like that?
The Black Shadow went for... $1,400.
$1,400?
Which is crazy.
Well,
Metal
one
Hawk actually
that,
has
Blue Bacchus was like $1,200.
$1,200. Now, Blue Bacchus I could see going for more, but the last Black Shadow.
Metal Hawk, I think, is the rarest, so isn't it?
No.
Is it Metal Hawk the worst to try to find?
No, I got mine a number of years ago, and I only paid $250 in the box.
Wow.
So, and I've seen him come
he's
up.
Pretty rare, too.
It is, but the Blue Bacchus, or how you pronounce it,
Blue Bacchus,
is the hardest one of the three. And then the only reason that Black Shadow went so high is because of his popularity in the comics. I guarantee it. That is the only reason. That, and then they reissued it in the Classics line. So that one got more notoriety. But the Blue, however you pronounce it, is definitely more rare.
Right.
I don't remember.
But yeah, they went for just crazy money. Even the Sonic Bomber. I'll give you a perfect example. He also, in that line of auctions, had a Galaxy Shuttle. Shuttle.
Wow.
One 2 weeks ago sold for $300. One before that sold for $350.
Well,
his sold for $710.
There was a lot of shill bidding, I'm sure, in that, too.
Well, all I could say is he's actually the guy that had those auctions is in Cincinnati, not that far from us. And, more power to him if he actually can collect on all those, because those are some crazy prices.
I'm trying to pull them up now.
Well, I mean, even Overlord goes for silly amount of money because he's pretty rare to try to find absolutely 100% complete.
Well, he's also one that you're more likely going to find boxed than loose. When you see him, it's usually
I always thought
boxed.
That was weird. I was like, why is he the one that's always boxed if you ever find him?
I don't know. Because the other thing is the box is so big, you'd think it'd be one of those boxes people would throw out. I mean, it's a big box. And also, that's another one I don't understand why they don't reissue. Overlord would be great.
Yeah, I've seen that KO version of him as well, which I debated on a couple times where he's got the chrome bits.
Well, now, if you're talking about the full-size chrome bit Overlord, yep. That to me is more rare than a vintage Overlord.
It is.
It's pretty
because, well, this is the reason being. It's got Star Saber's head.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got chrome parts on it, but it's the exact same size. Now, they have another one out that you can get. It's a little bit smaller, and it's like yellow. It's a little goofier color. But that one is, and I'm waiting for that to come up too. I would love to get that one. A regular G1 will come up a heck of a lot more often than that one.
I saw one that was like close to Kabaya size as well that they released just recently that was in the KO vintage one where it was like the chrome bedded one. Actually, there's actually two different chrome ones too. There's this one and there's one where it's like completely like the jet itself is like solid chrome.
Yeah, I've seen that on a website. I can't remember which one, but
it's actually been on eBay. Let me see if I can possibly drag that up.
If it was just on eBay recently, you're probably going to see a pretty high amount on it.
Yeah,
you figure a G1 Overlord you can get for about $600 to $700 boxed, and I'm betting that went for more than that.
Yeah,
and it's a knockoff. It's like I said, it's one of those instances where the knockoff is worth more than the actual what it's representing.
I'm surprised Red Geist, the Brave version of Deathsaurus, sometimes fetches almost as much, if not more, than Deathsaurus himself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there was one time I was on here and I found a Overlord, but it looked like somebody had customized it and gave it Megatron's head. It was really awesome. The entire thing was like Megatron colors. It was on there, I'm talking about about 5 or 6 months back. I mean, it could have been a KO that they'd done.
I hope so. Overlord, that's a pretty valuable figure to be kit bashing.
People do it, man.
People do it, he's right. Exactly.
It doesn't matter. I mean, some people's like, oh, I've got an Overlord. Oh, look, I got an extra Overlord. What am I doing with this extra Overlord?
Oh, look, kit bash it, then sell it. A big pile of cash and a big set of balls. I'm going to kit bash a rare toy.
Yeah.
Who was it that bought a rare toy? It was back in like the early 2000s. They bought something like a Fort Max.
There was one guy that did it, and he's actually on the boards. And he put all the articulation, and he actually went to put lights in it.
That was
the first guy that got really ragged on because he tore up a Fort Max, and. Now you can get them fairly cheap.
Well, there's a guy that I'm wanting to say it was a Fort Max. It might have been a Tripticon or something other. But they bought one that was like sealed and they opened it up and then like stuck cherry bombs to it and blew it up on YouTube. Yeah.
That's what I always said I would do if I ever hit the lottery. But
like buy a Black Zarek and then open it up to trash it and then see that the time has already done that for you.
Oh, no. Let's make the black
match. You really, really want to do is you just want to get one of those nice sealed Black Zareks and then just go and shake it and just until you can hear the nice little rattling of all the parts and bits and everything.
And that's when you cut a little hole in the corner of the box and then you just hold it up and all this gold stuff.
Right. I mean, literally you could pour it into a glass. Because there's nothing left.
That's the only reason why I've never bought a Black Zarek or even want one. I know there was somebody that was doing reproduction parts for like a real short time that was actually on the boards. This is like a good 3 months ago. Not months, but 3 years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was doing that. And it's like, why did he get out of that business? The dude can make so much money still on that.
Yeah, I requested it.
Everybody wants one.
Never got a response back.
I don't know, because he's done a lot of good stuff. I know he did the staff, he did the face shield, and then he did a lot of the gold parts, and then he just stopped doing it. But I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know if it's just because he doesn't have the time or whatever. He stopped doing a lot of that stuff, because he did a lot of custom parts. He was doing custom parts and just repo parts.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I could see maybe the repo parts, maybe he was afraid that he'd get suit or whatever, but even the custom parts he was doing, I think he stopped doing.
I am not seeing this thing at all anywhere. It was on here just like a couple of days ago. Probably the auction timed out, which wouldn't surprise me because the thing was going for like $1,200.
Yeah. 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 You know, well, it's another instance, like I said, that these the knockoffs and all that, and they supersede what they were supposed to represent.
Well, do you have anything else that you wanted to tell us about or talk about before we close?
Did we do an Ouch My Wallet?
No, this is not a regular episode, so we're not doing an Ouch My Wallet.
But next week is Thanksgiving. We probably won't have a regular episode.
That's true. You could probably do one because I've got one.
Okay, we'll go right ahead. Ouch his wallet.
Ouch my wallet.
Times four.
Out your wallet or out your entire like life savings?
Oh, no, not that. As a matter of fact,
out his entire paycheck for like 3 weeks.
As a matter of fact, when I came down here, I met up with Orson and give a plug out to Captured Prey.
Side guy.
Just bought some stuff from him. So,
who is also our sponsor and brought us the Justice Iron Paw that you can win.
Yes. Picked up the, what's that called? The Brainwave?
Yes.
Picked that up. And he talked me into the Chaos Paladin, which I guess I'm going to be opening that up tonight and see what it's about.
What is this?
That's a
knockoff Black Shadow.
There's two different ones. There's one that's like almost identical, and the box looks just like a vintage, only it doesn't have Japanese writing. And then there's that one. That one goes for about $100 to $150. The other one is almost identical in color, except it's purple. It's got purple on the like the ribs, but other than that, it's identical to a black.
Black
quality
shadow. On those.
Very good, very good.
So for $150, considering what the real one goes for, it might be worth picking up.
Yeah.
Basically, on that, all you'd have to do is those red parts. There's different parts on the chest, and then the biggest thing you would have to do is the arms, because the arms on a on a vintage one are white, and to get the white to work, I think that might be a little tricky, but definitely a cheaper alternative, especially when the last one went for $1,400 without a box. It was.
Well, I guess since we are, that's true. What is your ouch?
Oh my god!
BotCon Rook. The only thing I've gotten this week. If you're loose, no bag or anything. Did he come with bio card and stuff originally?
No, he did.
Well,
came in like a little plastic bag with a bio card.
Okay. If you actually went to the show, you got a bio card. All the ones that were released later didn't.
Well, this is actually my second one of these. I have one that I got back at OTFCC 03, which this was a European.
Right.
I guess back then they had BotCons in Europe.
Yeah, they had Japan and in Europe.
Yeah, so this was the European BotCon from early 2000s, I don't remember which year it was. But they sold leftovers in OTFCC 03, and I picked one up.
Right.
So my original one is still sealed in the baggie. I don't know if it had a bio card. I haven't looked at it in a while. It's been up in my closet.
No, the bio card for it's actually like this big.
Okay, so I may have not got the bio card then. Yeah. But I wanted to leave that one sealed in the baggie, so I wanted a second one since it was cheap to pick up. Because my goal is to eventually get a representation of the G1 Autobots that were Stunticons in the episode of Masquerade, and I want to have them all in those colors. I've already got a knockoff Black Optimus Prime I can put with a regular gray trailer. Just going to put a Ripro purple sticker on the side. I've got an extra Mirage that needs snapped at the waist. I need to just repair and then paint yellow. I've got an extra Stepper reissue, or I guess it was Ricochet, that I'll just paint with some maroon to make Dead End, and now Wild Rider was Windcharger. So this guy's already gray. I really don't have to customize him other than just replace the faction symbols.
Was it actually Windcharger?
Yep.
It was. I didn't know that.
But the Overdrive was actually a Ferrari, which would have made a better one, but he was not in the cartoon. So so that's all I got this week.
Yeah, that's what's crazy about those mini-bots. Those mini-bots, there's like, when you look, it's like, you'll find like Bumblebee in yellow. You'll find him in, I've seen more yellow and red. Then all of a sudden you'll find one in green. You'll find one in blue. You'll find one in white.
Those are from Brazil, weren't they?
Yeah, Argentina.
Yeah. And
that's
Argentina,
the thing. Those things are hard to find. And when you find them, they're extremely rare.
They're identical, same quality. They're identical.
Yeah. Well, yes and no. Yes and no. The company Antex, A-N-T-E-X, did a bunch of them, and the quality was a little subpar. Like the orange one, the orange Bumblebee that you'll see, quality is a little subpar, but not drastically.
Not party
the Brasilia ones. they're dead on.
Well, they're like 12 years ago when I first got back into collecting, there used to be a website up. The website I think still comes up, but it's like closed for repair, and it has been for years.
DigitalToys.com.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day, he was selling a bunch of those odd-colored Argentina mini-bots for dirt cheap. And I assumed, since they were in stock for months and months, if not years and years, at those dirt cheap prices, I thought they were incredibly common and inexpensive. And so I kept hemming and hawing about picking some of them up. Till finally he either sold out or when the site shut down, then I started finding how rare they were. I'm like, crap, I could have bought like every color under the rainbow for like $5 each.
Right. Yeah, they were cheap.
I wish I'd picked those up back then now.
Yeah, I picked up a Omnibot Downshift. He had them on his site, mint and seal bag.
$30.
Like, no, they was like 15.
I mean,
they were dirt cheap for the longest time.
Yeah, I picked one up and sold it.
Yeah, I actually had like three at one time, but
I love the Omnibots. Those are pretty cool. Yeah. But I've always wanted to get like hold of I forget which one it is. The one that's a Ferrari. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, that's Overdrive.
That's Overdrive.
I always wanted to take and find an old rough one and make a yellow one out of him because that's what he was in Diaclone. He was yellow. He wasn't red.
I bought one that's good chrome that I got for dirt cheap that I'm going to paint gray to make a Wild Rider out of because he's the same kind of car.
Right, but I mean, I'm one of those kind of guys that if I can't get a hold of it and like you know be able to get a hold of an authentic Diaclone, if I get a hold of a rough old beater, Generation 1, I'll turn it into that Diaclone.
Because I like doing that
because there's people that complain because you know it's too yellowed or something like that. It's like look, if you know how to mix bleach and water in a certain way, you can take that yellow right off and it won't ever come back. So I did that with my Generation 1 Wheeljack because he was pretty bad condition, but it's like I got a love for Wheeljacks. So
that's mine.
Just a little one. Well. Yeah, that kind of goes into my ouch my wallet.
Oh. Your car.
Yeah, my car. My car. out to my wallet. Screen. There you go.
Oh, there we go. Is. Oh, did you just do that today?
Yes.
I know you painted it yesterday.
I was working on painting it the past 2 days.
That's what it looks like. It's a BMW, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't afford a Lancia Stratos. Those things are $250,000.
That's what I was planning on seeing here, you know? I don't know about you guys, but that's what I thought was going to pop up.
I have sad now,
yeah. I'm sorry. But, I mean, this car, when I got this car was in extreme rough condition. I mean, the interior was kind of meh. Let's see here.
Fixed it right up?
Yeah, I did. I did a lot to it since I've had it. Redid the interior. It looks pretty good so far. But yeah, this has pretty much been my ouch, my wallet. When I got the car, this is the original picture for when I got it. You can obviously tell right here in the corner. This was completely ate through with rust. I repaired all that. This here was rusted out, and I never took a picture of the driver's side door, but the driver's side door was completely rusted through as well. And I fixed all that. And then went through and did some customization. Motor-wise, fixed that all up. This is back when I put the wing on the back. But this is the process of when I was painting it. Wasn't too bad. Turned out pretty good. Turned out better than I thought it was going to.
How many cans of spray paint did that take?
I didn't spray paint it. I rollered it. You can literally roller if you're really good at stuff. This is where we were tearing out the interior to redo the interior. We pulled everything out of the car though.
Wait, you this is what we roller like what you used to paint like your walls in your house?
Yeah. It works. It works very well. It's all about technique though. You got to have a lot of patience to be able to do stuff like this.
So it doesn't have a texture when you get up real close. It's glossy.
No, it's I did it in a flat color because I wanted it to look like a rally racer. Rally racers aren't like glossy.
Yeah, most of them are flat. It's smooth.
It's not bumpy.
It's got a little texture to it, but it actually looks cool. So there's a lot of people that
almost like a fiberglass look to it or something.
Yeah, it's got a really cool looking texture to it. So I mean, there's my custom.
There you go.
Giant kit bash.
there's my kit bash. But I mean, the thing is like, look, a guy like me going through the, you know, going to school for film, I wanted to be able to do something to my car to make sure my car looked good and it lasts. This is what you do. You do stuff like this and you keep stuff maintained and it'll work. So it's like Transformers. I mean, for God's sake, these guys that buy these vintage Transformers, buy it, get it off of eBay, and they get it, and things are tight or not moving the way they want them to. It's called get a screwdriver and clean the dirt and crap out of there and then put it back together, and it'll work just fine. But they don't want to do that. They're afraid to. They're like, oh my God, it's going to blow up my hand. If it's not GPS, it's not going to blow up.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It's gold. Don't touch it.
A little TLC.
It's called invest in these. Yeah, my greatest tools in the world. Get some precision screwdrivers.
My wallet's kind of small. I just got Battle Trap from him. I'll pay him here in a minute. And then I got a Flywheels in there, a TFC reissue blaster and steel jaw, and a pretty minty G1 Blitzwing, vintage G1 Blitzwing. I mean, it's got a couple stickers that's been a little misplaced and they're a little ragged, but the paint and everything on this thing is like immaculate. I can't believe it. I thought it was a Encore or a reissue whenever I saw the pictures. I bought it from Barisi on TFW and I thought it was an Encore, and I got it out and it had the vintage instruction booklet and everything with it. It's pretty nice.
And it's pretty awesome.
And for kicks and giggles, he threw in a wind charger. I'm like, hey, I'll take that.
He's a good guy. Yeah. I've done a bunch of deals with him. He's a good guy.
But yeah, it was a good deal. I mean, and all that stuff was like 70 shipped.
Can't beat that. Especially from Canada.
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 Oh, Canada.
Canada. Yeah. Well, the Lightning deals are still good. If nobody's claimed them on Facebook, I close the Facebook page. But if you mention us on Mega Toy Fans page and mention the deals, first come, first serve. If you're listening to us on the downloadable version and nobody's claimed them yet, you can still get in on it.
That's right. Take a chance.
Yeah, $40. Try it. $40 for a mint and box G2 Laser Prime. And $100 for a Minton Box Timelines Piranicon. And also, don't forget, the Captured Prey provided an exclusive, not exclusive, but Justice Iron Paw for our 100th subscriber giveaway.
Free. For free. It's free.
Yeah.
About how can you squawk about free?
You do one lucky winner.
Right.
Yeah. And, I mean, you just got to do three things. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Join our Facebook group and post, and link back to us on a message board or Twitter, or follow us on Twitter. Just something that can help advertise us out there. And once we can confirm those three things, if you're one of our first 100 subscribers, you will win a Justice Iron Paw for free.
If you are selected.
If you are selected. You have to be within the first 100 subscribers. And there is only one, just like the Highlander, there can only be one. There's no booger on my finger. No. So.
Yes. And we're not sniffing it either.
No. Here, pull my finger. Well, I believe that'll wrap up this edition of Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, special edition. I know it's a rather odd time and day that we usually do, but with the special items that we got to look at here, I think it was well worth it. Spread the word about TFYLP. We're now going on 71 episodes strong. We've been around for about 3 years, and we're only getting better. And we've had many special guests on our show. We've had Gary Chalk. We've had Colin Douglas from TFCon. Of course, Chad Williams from SlagaCon. And, yeah, This guy here, Magnus. not this guy. This guy. Yeah,
learn how to point your finger.
Well, everything I learned in life, I learned from Megatron, according to what my wife said. I came out of anesthesia yesterday, and that's the first thing I exclaimed loudly in recovery.
Which just goes to tell you, if you use enough drugs, you'll believe anything.
Yeah, you can truly believe in Megatron. So
everything. Now my question real quick was it the football player or...
No, okay. it was Megatron, the Megatron.
Oh, the.
And then I started Megatron. Thinking of Daleks and started going exterminate.
So does this prove a link somehow between Megatron and the Daleks? Is there like a crossover with Doctor Who in the works here?
Big possibility.
Megatron.
Well, actually, if you go by the Marvel G1 Marvel comics, there was a Transformer in the UK. Octavius, I think, or Optimus or something.
Or Octavius.
He turned into a Dalek.
They didn't show it. He designed it so that he could. They never actually drew him as a Dalek.
Yeah.
But you can see the Dalek parts all over him.
Yeah, and it's you can find him up in the TF Wiki somewhere. There's a little screen cap of him, and he was originally designed to be a Doctor Who Dalek. So, yeah, there is a Transformer Doctor.
So, remember, everybody, everything you need to know in life, you can learn from Megatron.
Yes. If you learned anything from this show, you'll learn that. And also, that's what she said.
True.
So, for Weird Wolf, Insane Galvatron,
Megamus,
and Plasticon, and, well, I guess Trans Jazz never got to join back in with us, so...
He'll join back in just as soon as you click and stop broadcast.
Yes, yes. We do apologize he wasn't able to be on here, but we will hope that you all have a happy Thanksgiving for those of you who are listening here in the U.S. and for those of you in Canada, just have a normal week.
Eat some turkey and say you're celebrating Thanksgiving anyway.
Yes, you have a wonderful Toronto mayor. And he has plenty to eat at home. So we will we will see you on the next edition of Transformers for your listening pleasure. See you next time.
Later.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure. A presentation of tftalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@tfylp.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.